I'm sorry, the station that called, your audio is really low. Can you try that again, please, sir? Tom? Well, I'm just having to turn my volume way up. It's like, it's like you're talking 6 feet from your microphone or something. I can barely hear you. I had to go through the gears there, get on Wade Hampton, so I had to get in line with all the traffic. So you wouldn't have been able to hear a word I was saying. But anyway, your audio is just really low. I don't know what the deal is. Not your normal. It doesn't sound like you usually sound. I don't know if you have a mic gain on that or not. My radio doesn't have that. If it does, I don't know anything about that. And I don't think it does, unless it's something internal. I'd have to take the cover off, I imagine, to turn it up. And I could probably find a YouTube video. But anyway, am I hitting the repeater and sounding okay to you?
Affirmative. I got you loud and clear.
Sound a little bit better then. And I'll be going in and out of some noisy spots here on Edwards Road, and especially when I get over on Patewood. Everybody says that I'm real noisy right there, right in front of Bon Secours Hospital. Anyway, so what are you up to today?
I got all my laborious chores done early this morning, and now I'm having to run errands, post office, bank, all of that fun stuff.
Say you were going to the bank?
Yep, and get past this traffic.
So listen, if you go to the bank, give me some free samples, will you?
Well, mine, I put an application in a while back and I haven't heard anything.
Some I checked, they weren't giving any away, so I just thought maybe it might be your lucky day or something. Well, I'm headed to the dentist, and that's right up there. It's either that or I'm going to pick up some food. It's usually when I'm in the car.
I'm on 14 crossing over 85, and southbound 85 is backed up as far as I can see.
You don't have to get on 85, that's all I can say.
I'm going to finish up my errands and I'm going through the woods.
So I think this noisy spot here, but anyway, I tell you, it is so nice out here. I'm really looking forward to playing tennis. I got 3 hours of tennis ahead of me, so two matches. So I'm looking forward to the fun and the exercise.
Exercise
field. Well, yeah, this is about everything I like doing. Everything else is work to me, like cutting grass and stuff like that.
My 28 years of EMS, I have pulled more dead people away from the kitchen table, off from the toilet, and off of a treadmill than I have anywhere.
Just can't do that treadmill stuff, they have a bunch of equipment at the sports club, but I just I can't get into all that. I do a machine that warms your knees up, and that's about, I'll do 50 rounds of that, and that's all I can take. So after that, I'm out on the court. Constant buzzing sound. And I don't know what's generating it, but whatever it is, it never lets up. It's there every time I go by there.
The hospital system down there could be a generator, it could be anything down there causing that, who knows. I didn't know, so I tell you, I took my radio away last time. My wife had to go down to Patewood for a checkup, but I don't remember it being particularly noisy, but that was on a Saturday afternoon, I think. But I was standing outside too. That may have something to do with it, but I have noticed that when I'm in the car, when traffic is busy, that who knows what it is. It could be anything.
You have to be, I'm in the left lane now to turn left on the Congaree, and you won't really pick it up until you're turning left there and at that intersection going towards Sports Club on Congaree, and it lasts for about, 3 seconds, depending on your speed, of course, but I'm not going very fast at that point. I think it's like 30 miles an hour is the speed limit, so nobody's flying through there. and I'm sitting right here. I'm getting ready to go through just a second as the arrow comes on. And there it is. There's the arrow.
We go that way a lot too. I just pay attention to it. I'll be in town Friday. I'll have to pay attention. I'll be headed down that way. I'll be coming back through there. I have to make sure to bring my radio and see if I notice the same thing Friday afternoon. I'm sure I will there.
Okay, well, as long as the repeater's up, and as long as you were talking, I think I heard it for like just a half a second or less that time. But if you're just listening to the, on the listening frequency of the repeater, and nobody's talking, it gets through, and it just makes an awful racket. That's all the way I know to describe it. It's just a real loud buzz and sounds real annoying. And this radio has a mute button, and I mute the radio because I usually have to stop there and wait for the light and, either that or turn the volume down. So I just mute it and sometimes I forget to unmute it until I'm down the road. I'll look down at my radio and wonder why there's somebody talking, and I see that it's still muted.
Like intermod or something, maybe, or it could just be hash coming from a. There's still a lot of paging systems out there, I think, David, and that's usually just similar frequencies. All the fire and rescue people have gone to the digital, 800 frequencies, so they shouldn't interfere, but. Sometimes you'll hear something coming in there, and it's probably this paging system run pretty high power. That could be what it is, too. If it's coming in on the input when you're sitting there, it's probably a paging system or something else in there, because they're about the only thing left that runs that kind of power. Other than, I tell you something, it does come in sometimes, though. Norfolk Southern deal down there on, just off of Millennium down there, where they've got that. Well, they've got all that rail traffic in it. Sometimes that stuff will break in, too, because they'll run, those locomotives, they'll run 100 watts on their transmitters.
Well, I didn't think about that. I live over in Taylor's, and I hear the tracks are just right above my house there, and they curve right there. They follow Rutherford Road, and then they curve and go under Wade Hampton, and keep on going. But sometimes I think there's four tracks there, so you'll hear. I've heard as many as two trains going opposite directions, blowing their horns. It's really funny. It's like they're competing with each other.
But not it, I would think. They don't generally interfere with my handhelds or anything when I'm I'm down there at Fisher Middle picking up my granddaughter, and I hear them a lot down here. I have it set up where I can hear them on the radio, too. It's 160 megahertz frequency ranges with their own. So I doubt that's what it is, although, like I said, they do run a lot of power sometimes. They got these big, high-powered repeater systems to talk to the dispatcher. And I think they're all in Atlanta now. The only thing you hear down there is locomotive to the guys, you know, handling the cars and, rail yard ops over there on the other side of town. So I doubt that's what it is. Probably a paging thing. That's generally, you look on FCC database, you can find out who's got what frequencies, and you'd be surprised how many of them are still up like that. I don't know where they're, I guess they're still active. I don't know who uses them anymore, though.
I'm sure there's some that are listed that aren't active, and vice versa. There's probably some that aren't listed that are active. But anyway, well, I'm sitting up between the lines here, so I'm going to jump out and warm up and talk to this Marine standing outside my car here looking at me real funny. Let's see what he's got to say. Ain't no telling. He's always got a story. But anyway, you take care, and I'll talk to you later. I'll clear out of here for your final 73s, and always good to talk with you. Have a good afternoon, good evening. Clear after yours, KP4CBA.
Okay, David, have a good afternoon. Strike the ball well. We'll talk to you later. 73, N4DJC, clear.
4WWZ, Mobile.